Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Late last night, the Reverend Ashley Weiss Laird returned home to Boston from Ferguson, Missouri. She had been there to take part in Monday's rally to protest on behalf of Michael Brown, the black teenager killed by a white police officer in August.
Dozens of arrests were made during the protests, including two of Weiss Laird's colleagues at First Baptist Church in Jamaica Plain, the Reverend Osagyefo Sekou, the church's formation and justice pastor, and Colin Cushman, the minister of music. Philosopher and activist Dr. Cornell West was also arrested.
The Reverend Weiss Laird joins us now in the studio, and Reverend Sekou joins us via phone from St. Louis, Missouri, both here to talk about their trip to Ferguson and why they went. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
It's a blessing to talk to you.
And Reverend Ashley, let me start with you, because I know you have said that you decided to go to Ferguson because you were inspired by the young people leading the protest movement there after Michael Brown's shooting in August. What was it about them that inspired you and made you want to be down there?
Well, Reverend Sekou had been there at the end of August and had come back to Boston and told us of his encounters with the youth there and hearing their stories of pain. And seeing their courage, how they refused to give up night after night, day after day, to stand up and say, our lives matter. That was very inspirational to me.
You wanted to be there as a show of support, essentially.
That's right.
And Reverend Sekou, as Reverend Ashley just mentioned, you had been there in August. You wanted to go back. Why return?
Well, fundamentally, we are at a historic moment when black youth, poor working class black youth, those who we mock, we make fun of on television, who we hyper police in places like Boston, stood up and made America pay attention. And so I was morally obligated to stand with them, stand behind them, and at moments stand in front of them, between them and the police. Anything less would be heretical.
When the Ferguson protests first happened, they just ruled the news. I mean, they just dominated pretty much every form of media in this country. I'm wondering if the two of you feel that the public's attention is fading at this point.
Well, I believe that fundamentally that while the nation may not be paying attention, youth organizing is happening all over the country. Youth are paying attention, whether it be the Youth Against Mass Incarceration or the City School in Boston or Project Hip Hop and other organizations. Youth are paying attention, and that they have seized the nation's consciousness, and we can no longer go back to the status quo.
Do you think that momentum will be maintained at the larger general public issue? At the general public level, however?
Well, the reality is that while the public may not be paying attention, it has always been a determined, small, prophetic minority who've been willing to seize public imagination and bend it to their will. And so if the media doesn't pay attention, while that is deeply problematic, given the role of the media to be the fourth estate and to hold elites and governments accountable, I do believe that this is going to continue and that Michael Brown's blood has seeded a great revolution in America.
Reverend Ashley, I understand that Michael Brown's death has been a big ongoing topic at First Baptist in Jamaica Plain, your church, sermons, meetings, discussions. What is there a sort of a general theme to what you hear from your parishioners?
I mean, I think that part and parcel to our faith as a Christian community is that we understand Jesus's call to us to care about the marginalized, the oppressed, that is the mission that Jesus had, that is the mission that we have. And we are about proclaiming Jesus' inclusive love. And as Dr. Cornell West says, justice is what love looks like in public. And so for us, engaging these issues is integral to our faith.
I understand that one of the things both of you did when you were down in Ferguson was invite the police officers there to pray with you and make confessions. I think in your word, Reverend Sekou, to repent. What was the reaction of the police when you made that offer to them?
Well, in a few instances, some of the police cried, some became angry, but ultimately their reaction was to come at clergy in their collars, in riot gear, with billy clubs. They pushed, they shoved us. I was slammed to the ground. And so ultimately, they continued the very sin that we were asking them to repent from.
Reverend Ashley, you are the mother of multiracial children. I think you have two adopted black sons and
yes,
a biological white daughter. Is that right?
That's
so does
correct.
This feel personal to you, even though, you know, we're talking about a big geographical distance within the U.S.?
No, this happens all over the U.S. all the time. And of course, it's personal. It's new to me as a white lady to be having conversations with my children about if they're in a car and the police stop them, where they should put their hands, how they should always tell the police what they're going to do so that the police don't make assumptions based on the color of their skin, because this happens day in, day out. You go to Walmart, you're walking down the street, and you are a target if you are a black person of color, if you're a black, especially black young man.
And Reverend Sekou, your thoughts on how what we've seen happening down in Ferguson, how do you compare the situation in Boston to the situation there?
Well, clearly, the young people who come to our church, Youth Against the Mass Incarceration, the City School Project, Hip Hop, the young people who've been working around the youth pass, Reap and Ace, have all shared with me the way in which they've been consistently harassed by the police, been consistently targeted by the police, and that it's just a matter of time. When you look at the death of Brother Burrell Ramsey and the appeal that his parents have made to the city, that it's very possible for this to happen. According to the Malcolm X grassroots movement, every 28 hours, somebody black or brown is killed by the police. But the youth organizers in Boston are taking this issue up, particularly Youth Against Mass Incarceration, and the ACLU are raising a program and a campaign against Boston stop and frisk policy. And then lastly, let me say, one of the challenges that we faced here in our organizing in Boston is one of the challenges, our organizing in Ferguson is going to be one of the challenges that we face in Boston. It is time for clergy, religious leaders, to be able to not demonize, isolate young people, to stand with them. So when the Black Ministers Alliance gives an award to the police chief of Boston but does not give an award to the young people of the Youth Against Mass Incarceration or the City School or the youth who organize for the youth pass and the protests associated with that, they betray young Black people. And so it's time for clergy to stand with young Black people, young people, stand behind them, listen to their leadership, because the new generation of leaders have emerged, and I'm glad about it.
That is the Reverend Osagyefo Sekou. He's the Formation and Justice Pastor at First Baptist Church in Jamaica Plain. Also with us in the studio is Reverend Ashley Wiest-Laird. She's the head pastor at First Baptist. They've recently returned from Ferguson, Missouri. In fact, just late last night, I believe you got back.
Yes.
And you, Reverend Sekou, are still there. Thank you very much to both of you for talking to us about your trip to Ferguson.
Thank you so much.
Bless you.